Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Mo's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice, and I'm ready to talk sports with you on this really nice Friday in Oklahoma. It's about, 68, 69 degrees. A little windy outside, but I am ready for the weekend and ready to talk sports with you. As always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. That's MauriceTrice at hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at TheDukeBoy100. That's at TheDukeBoy100. You can also like my Facebook page. Just put in Mo's Sports Talk in the search, and you can like my Facebook page. Also, you can listen to the show on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. That's TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. And I believe the show is also available on iTunes as well. But we have a big show planned for you today. We're going to talk some NFL topics. We'll also talk some NBA. We'll also talk some college basketball. And hopefully in about 14 or 15 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Gray. But before we talk some basketball, we can talk some NFL news that has taken place right before free agency begins, March 9th. Adrian Peterson, he is a he's going to be a free agent. It's going to be very interesting to see where he lands. Obviously, a lot of teams are going to be interested in Adrian Peterson's services. I know he's been dealing with a lot of injuries as of late, but he still can help out a team. I still think he has at least two good years left in him, maybe three, but it'll be interesting to see who lands Adrian Peterson. I've heard the Cowboys, which would be really good for Dallas, get that 1-2 punch at Elliott. And Adrian Peterson, I also heard the Raiders are interested. The Giants, they need a running game. They definitely need a running back. So it'll be interesting where Adrian Peterson lands. Kirk Cousins is going to stay with Washington at least for another year. They signed him again to a franchise tag. That shocked me. I really thought he would be a free agent. I didn't think they would sign him again to a franchise tag. So we'll see if they can get a long-term extension done in Washington. He's not a great quarterback, but he's played really well for Washington. And like I said, he's not the one of the better quarterbacks in the league, but he's definitely not one of the worst. So we'll see where he goes. So that probably means Jay Cutler maybe to the 49ers. We'll see. Also, Darrell Revis, he is going to be a free agent. The Jets released him. There's no shock about that. You know, obviously on the field, his skills have deteriorated, and also off the field, he has some off the field issues. But you know, maybe he'll move to safety. We'll see if he's willing to do that. That'll be interesting. Also, Colin Kaepernick is going to be a free agent as well. His time with the 49ers, is over. So it'll be interesting where he lands. He's going to stand up now for the national anthem. Team said, you know, if you don't do that, we're not going to sign you. And he said, well, now I'm going to stand for the national anthem. That's interesting. Now that happens once teams say, we're not going to sign you. But anyway, we'll see where he lands as well. So if you want to talk anything in the world of sports, you want to talk NFL, you want to talk NBA, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. Let's shift gears and let's talk about some of the games that took place this week in the NBA. On Tuesday, the Thunder, they held on to beat Utah 109-106, a really big win for Oklahoma City on Tuesday night in OKC. Russell Westbrook, another triple-double, his 30th of the season, 43 points on 13-28 shooting. He also had 11 rebounds and 10 assists. He was big-time late. He took over the game late. When Utah had a chance to steal that game, they couldn't miss in that last 6 minutes, and the Thunder couldn't get a stop in that last 6 minutes. Russell Westbrook really took over late, scoring 14 straight points for the Thunder. His ability to get to the basket, he had some big threes as well. Doug McDermott, he had a really good game. He scored 16. Enes Kanter looked a little healthier. He was more aggressive than his first game back. He had 15 points and 9 rebounds. Oklahoma City shot 51% from the field. They hit 15 of 22 threes. They made their first 12 threes. So that three-point shot was big. They're definitely an improved three-point shooting team with Abrines and McDermott, but I still don't think that's their – they need to drive and get to the basket. They were plus 9 on the glass. For Utah, Gordon Hayward scored 19 points, had 5 assists. Rodney Hood had 18, but they shot just 46% from the field. But the Thunder, they got stops, those critical stops at the end of the game, because they really struggled late in that fourth quarter. But the last minute or two, they got stops and they got scores and they get the victory, a big win there for Oklahoma City as they try to catch Utah, trying to get up in the playoff seedings. Also on Tuesday night, the Wizards, they beat the Warriors 112 to 108. 6 Wizards were in double figures, led by Bradley Beal, who scored 25 points. John Wall had 12 points and 9 assists. They hit 12 threes, but the big story out of this game was Kevin Durant. He's injured. He was injured in that game. Zaza Pachulia falls into his knee. He sprains his MCL and also has a bone bruise. He's going to be out at least a month. He's going to be reevaluated after a month. It'll be interesting to see if Golden State can hold on to that number one seed. I think the Spurs are going to catch him now, in my opinion. It's not going to be easy, but they still play at least twice, maybe 3 times against each other. So I think the Spurs are going to catch them. That is a big blow to Golden State's chance of winning a title. Now, look, I still think if Kevin Durant, if he's healthy, if he's just out a month, which he could be out long, but let's say he's just out a month, he's going to be back by the playoffs. I still think Golden State wins the NBA title, but that is a big blow. Kevin Durant is playing some great defense. He's a guy you can give the ball to and say, give me a basket. So that's a big blow for Golden State. Steph Curry scored 25 in that game against Washington, but on 2 of 9 shooting from threes. Klay Thompson scored 16, but on 3 of 13 shooting from threes. They were 8 of 28 against from threes, and they also had 19 turnovers as well. So the Splash Brothers, they're going to have to start making shots. We'll talk more about Golden State in a minute and their game last night, but a tough loss against the Wizards. Really nice home win there for the Wizards. On Wednesday night, Boston, they outlast Cleveland, a great game in Boston, 103-99. Isaiah Thomas scored 31 points. He made all the big shots and big plays down the stretch for Boston. Jay Crowder had 17 points and 10 rebounds. Al Horford almost had a triple-double. He had 9 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. They hit 13 threes, 10 of those coming in the second half. So that three-point shot was a big difference in the game. LeBron James had a triple-double, 28 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists. Kyrie Irving added 28, but they shot just 41% from the field. And he also missed 7 free throws as well. LeBron James has been, that's the one knock on his game this year is the free throw line. I think he's shooting 68-69% from the free throw line. He's going to get to the free throw line a lot. He's going to have to get that up for the Cleveland Cavaliers. But a great win there for Boston. Boston say, hey, we put Cleveland on notice. Hey, we're going to protect home. That was a big win for them. A great game, great intensity, a great defensive struggle in that game. But Boston made all the big plays late. They hit some big threes. Isaiah Thomas had a couple of big assists as well. But obviously Cleveland, once they get healthy, they're still the team to beat in the East. Once J.R. Smith is back in the fold. Also, Kevin Love, with the addition they've made, adding Bogut and also Deron Williams. He had a three that went in and out that could have put a Cleveland ahead late in that game. With those additions, I still think Cleveland obviously is the best team in the East. I think the rest of the teams in the East are battling for second, but that was a nice win there for Boston on Wednesday night. And then last night, the Bulls beat Golden State 94-87. Jimmy Butler had 22 points and 5 assists. What else? Bobby Portis. He had a double-double. He was really good for Chicago. He had 17 points and 12 rebounds. They were plus 8 on the glass. Solid defense there by the Chicago Bulls as well. For Golden State, Steph Curry, he scored 23 points, but on 10 of 27 shooting, he was 2 of 11 from the three-point line. He is really struggling to knock down threes, but you know it's going to come. Klay Thompson scored 13 points, went on 5 of 22 shooting. He was 1 of 11 from threes. So, again, the Splash Brothers need to start knocking down shots. They're not making shots right now, and Golden State's really struggling. Scoring just 87 points, that's not Warrior basketball. Got to make that extra pass, but the Splash Brothers have to knock down shots. They have to pick it up with Kevin Durant being out, and shot selection is going to be key as well. Golden State shot just 39% last night, 6 of 30 from threes. Again, shot selection is going to be key for Golden State, not taking those tough contested threes, making that extra pass. But the Splash Brothers have to get it going. They have to step up. Kevin Durant's out. He's going to be out at least a month. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson have to start knocking down shots. And I think they're just struggling a little bit. They're going to start knocking down shots. They're too talented not to knock down shots. Steph Curry, a two-time MVP, he's going to knock down shots. You know Klay Thompson's going to knock down shots. They're going to knock down shots. They're in a rut right now, but they're going to pick it up, and Golden State needs them to pick it up. Without Kevin Durant, you don't have that luxury of having Kevin Durant out there who can pick it up and drive it, get to the basket, knock down threes himself. So they're going to need that as well. They're going to need the Steph Curry and Klay Thompson to knock down shots. So I'm sure they're going to get it going. We'll definitely talk about their game this week when they take on the Knicks. We'll talk about that on my next show, God's Will, on Monday. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're still going to take a quick break. And then we'll talk some college basketball. And also, in about 5 or 6 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. Also, I want to talk about a movie before we talk college basketball as well. So anyway, we'll take a quick break. We'll play some music from Ariana Grande. And then when we come back, we'll talk college basketball. We'll do all that next on
the top spot title. Spent an hour in the bathroom, walked out looking like a model. God, doing what you do, got me right there with Apollo. On the moon, Mooney's genies in a bottle. Girl, if they already got you,
oh, you made me feel
you.
So lucky. Finally the stars
Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. Let's talk some college basketball before we have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Gray. Let's talk about some of the games that took place this week in the last week of the regular season in college basketball and get you ready for the last weekend in college basketball. On Monday, Virginia, they dominated North Carolina, beating them 53-43. Cal Guy scored 17 points. London Parente scored 13. They hit 10 threes. If you're a Virginia fan, you have to be happy that you have some kind of a semblance of an offense. You scored because Virginia's have been really hard-pressed to score. You know the defense is going to be there. It's always going to be there. But that offense at times has been really bad. They're going to have to give Kyle Guy some more playing time. At least he can open the court up a little bit. He can knock down shots. For North Carolina, Justin Jackson scored only seven points on 3 of 10 shooting. They were only 4 of 16 from 3, and they also had 14 turnovers. It was their lowest points scored since 1979. So great defense by Virginia, but again, the offense has to pick it up. On Wednesday night, my favorite team, the Duke Blue Devils, they beat Florida State 75-70. Frank Jackson scored 22 points. Emil Jefferson had a double-double, 14 points and 11 rebounds. Luke Kennard had 17. Jason Tatum scored 15. Really good defense by Duke. Their defensive activity was really good. They had 6 block shots. They also made those multiple efforts defensively. That was big against Florida State. For Florida State, Dwayne Bacon scored 19 points, but he struggled early. They shot just 42% from the field. They missed a lot of easy shots right next to the basket in the paint, and that was really costly for Florida State. They came back late, but it wasn't enough. Duke kind of played not to lose instead of win the game, but they did get the job done and win 75-70. A big win there for Duke, a much-needed victory heading into the last game against North Carolina, also the ACC tournament. So I was impressed by the defense, and again, they have multiple guys who can score, but again, I think a key for Duke, obviously, is health. You can tell Grayson Allen was not healthy in that game. He only scored 2 points. They have to get him 100% healthy if they're going to make a big run come NCAA tournament time. Also on, I think that was on Wednesday. Iowa State, they beat Oklahoma State 86-83. Was that on Tuesday night? Anyway, Matt Thomas scored 25 points. Deontay Burton scored 20 points. Nas Long added 20. Now, that was on Tuesday night, by the way, because that's when Duke beat Florida State. My bad. Monte Morris had a double-double, 12 points and 11 assists. Iowa State hit 15 threes, and Iowa State's really doing an excellent job of knocking down that outside shot. Juwan Evans scored 29. Oklahoma State hit 13 threes of their own, but that the difference in the game was Iowa State's ability to knock down more threes, and also Oklahoma State turned the ball over 12 times. That's not a bad loss for Oklahoma State. But you have to give – it's tough to win in Ames, but a really solid win there for Iowa State, protecting home, heading their last game tonight against West Virginia. That brings me to my weekend watch picks. And, by the way, I'm 18-5 in my weekend watch picks. But lately, my picks have just not been good enough. We'll see how I do this weekend. We have Notre Dame at Louisville, 1 o'clock Central Time on CBS. Notre Dame, they can really score the basketball. But to me, I'm going to take the better defensive team at home. I know Louisville's coming off that loss against Wake Forest, but they're back at home. I think they're going to play excellent defense. I think Donovan Mitchell could have a good game. I think Louisville, key for Louisville, is going to be dominating on the glass against Notre Dame. So I like Louisville to beat Notre Dame at home. Then we have Arizona at Arizona State, 3 o'clock Central Time on CBS. Arizona's on the road. It's always tough against a rival, but Arizona State has been playing some bad basketball this year. Arizona's just too talented. I like Arizona to beat Arizona State. They're in a tie right now with Oregon in the Pac-12 for the number one in the Pac-12. I think Oregon will win the Pac-12 and also be the number one seed, because I think they'll beat Oregon State. But I think Arizona does get a win on Saturday. Then we have Kansas at Oklahoma State, 5 o'clock Central Time on ESPN. You know, Kansas, they've been obviously the class of the Big 12 for many, many years. They've been playing some excellent battles. They struggled against OU. They did come back to win. They protected home, but going to Stillwater, I think Oklahoma State's going to be really hyped up for this one. I'm going to go with an upset here. I'm going to go with Oklahoma State, the Cowboys, to beat Kansas. I just think Oklahoma, I think Juwan Evans will have a good game. I think their ability to get to the basket, I think they'll knock down some threes. So I like Oklahoma State to beat Kansas. Then we have Duke at North Carolina, my favorite team, the Duke Blue Devils. 7 o'clock, 7:15 Central Time on ESPN. A key for Duke, if they're going to get a victory in North Carolina, is to keep North Carolina out of transition. And also, Duke has to do a good job on the boards. They cannot get dominated on the glass. And also, they're going to have to do a good job of staying out of foul trouble, especially against the bigs in North Carolina. Look, you're not going to get biased picks on most sports talk. So I'm going to have to whisper this one. I'm going to go with North Carolina to beat Duke. I had to whisper that one, folks. So anyway, we'll go with North Carolina to beat Duke. And then we have Villanova at Georgetown. I'm going to go with Villanova to beat Georgetown in that one. Georgetown, they need this victory if they have any chance of making it to the tournament, but I don't think they have much of a chance. So they're not beating Villanova. Villanova, too much guard play. That'll be the difference. So I like Villanova over Georgetown. Let's recap my weekend watch picks. I like Villanova to beat Georgetown, to go on the road and beat Georgetown. I like Louisville at home over Notre Dame. I like Arizona to go on the road and beat Arizona State. I like Oklahoma State over Kansas, and I'll go with North Carolina to beat Duke. Hopefully I'm wrong on that one, so we shall wait and see. Oh, before we have our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg, if anyone has seen the movie Logan, I'm not going to be able to watch that. Too much violence, too much curse words for me. But if you have watched the movie Logan, I want to know what happened to the X-Men. Just let me know. You can email me, MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. You can let me know also what happens to Wolverine and also Professor X. You can tweet me. You can email me, whatever you have to do. You can call me up. We still have 10 minutes left in the show. I want to know what happens in Logan. I've heard it could be up for it could win an Oscar. I've heard all that, but I want to know what happens. So anyway, right now we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play Greg's theme music, then we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. We'll do all that next on Mo's Sports Talk.
Oh,
Mo Sports Talk. Don't forget, during our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg, you can still call us up. We would love to hear from you. We can talk anything in the world of sports, or we can talk about the Logan movie. 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. Let's get Greg on the line right now. Hey, how are you doing, man?
Oh, doing pretty well. Just getting ready for another weekend in sports.
Yeah, me too, as well. So I'm glad you're doing well. Greg, before we talk sports, I do have to ask you, are you going to watch the movie Logan?
Well, what you mentioned now with all the curse words and stuff, probably not.
Okay, that's probably a good decision. They said it might win an Oscar, yeah, with the vibes, people's heads getting cut off. I just want to know what happens to the X-Men.
Yeah.
Hopefully someone out there, let me know what happened to the X-Men and what happens at the end of the movie. I want to know. So anyway, there you go on that. Well, Greg, let's get back to sports. Let's talk some NBA first, and let's get your thoughts. First, got to get your thoughts on Kevin Durant and his injury. He's going to be out for a month for Golden State. Obviously, he's going to have a big impact on Golden State. You saw that last night. But what do you think that means for the seeding? Do you think your favorite team, the San Antonio Spurs, can they catch Golden State since Kevin Durant's going to be out for a month? Or do you think San Antonio is still going to be the number two seed? Or does it even matter? What are your thoughts on that, Greg?
Well, considering I've been following so much with the Thunder lately and all, and having my eye on San Antonio, I would say this. If I and I actually haven't been that much tuning with San Antonio because I've been more or less tuning with the Thunder this year. But if I was involved with the San Antonio Spurs like I was all these years, I would say that San Antonio has two opportunities against Golden State at the AT&T Center in this month of March.
Okay.
So if San Antonio wants to, get there, you know, they've got Golden State coming to the AT&T Center twice.
Okay. So they only play three times this year, is that correct? Or do they play four times this year?
Because
I know they already played once and that was the opening night and Spurs blew them out. But
well, you know what? That's
it's just three, huh?
I'll have to check the schedule because I know they play them twice in this month.
Yeah, so that would be three times. Yeah, they might just play three times. So, yeah, we'll check that. But, yeah, you got to take advantage of that, especially with Kevin Durant being out. You got to take advantage of that because obviously it's not the same team. And they're still talented. There's no doubt. They still have three All-Stars there. But Curry and Thompson are really struggling to knock down those outside shots. I think they'll get it going. But I think the Spurs have a great chance to catch them. We shall wait and see. And talk about the Spurs, then we'll talk about the Thunder.
The problem with the Spurs, though, and it's just been, I don't know what it is about it, but man, they can commit some turnovers. That they have to cut out.
They have
to limit those turnovers.
Because
in the Indiana game, I think it was 17 or 18, if I remember correctly.
Okay, yeah, that's way too many. I was going to ask you about that game. A really nice win for your Spurs. Great shot by Kawhi Leonard as they win 100-99 by the Spurs. So, anyway, nice win there. What do you think about tonight's game? Do you think the Spurs will beat New Orleans, or how do you feel about that? They really dominated New Orleans. What do you think about that game?
That's going to be a tough one. That's going to be a tough one for San Antonio. I don't know. Sometimes they play well and sometimes they don't. I think didn't New Orleans just won here not too long ago? I think they did.
They've struggled this year against San Antonio though. They've been blown out each time they've played. So,
but this is the first time with Cousins.
Right. Exactly. That's true.
That's the thing to look for.
Yeah, it should be close. That's true. So we shall wait and see what happens tonight.
Although, you can make this note prediction. Now, I heard one of the guys here on local radio, so just put this on your reminder list. One of the dudes said make this prediction. He made this prediction. He is picking the Houston Rockets to beat the San Antonio Spurs. So just make note of that. And if and the thing is, if you're right, we'll get. In fact, I know homegirl right now. She'll love to hear you on that. But if you get it wrong, Greg and Maurice will be calling you out. Okay, just want to let you know.
Yeah,
about
that's
that.
A good. Yeah, that's definitely true. A lot of people like Houston, but we'll see. We shall wait and see.
I'll tell you one thing now. You know, when I heard that, I said, okay, now, not that it means anything. You better look at D'Antoni's record against San Antonio. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not saying it happened.
Yeah.
That don't mean anything. But you better look at D'Antoni's record against San Antonio, okay? Just
right.
You
yeah,
might
want
to think
true.
About that. Because with Phoenix, yeah, before I was about to say, because with Phoenix, he's had some battles with San Antonio, and I think San Antonio's got the best of them. So. Just
yeah, that's definitely true. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, excellent point. Well, Greg, before we move on from the NBA, let's talk about Oklahoma City Thunder and their week. They had a great win on Tuesday night against Utah. Russell Westbrook took over down the stretch. They hit their first 12 threes. Very impressive win. And then last night they lose to Portland. I missed the game. They lost by 5. Russell Westbrook, he scored, 45 points. Didn't have a triple-double, but only on 12 of 36 shooting. Also, didn't get much. I mean, he got help from Taj Gibson, had a really nice game. And also Enes Kanter was in double figures. But Steven Adams, only 2 points and 6 boards. No one else was in double figures. What were your thoughts this so far in the games that are taking place this week for Oklahoma City, the game Tuesday night and the game on Thursday night against
Tuesday night they need to win that game beating Utah. That's that's your division right there. Now last night, and by the way, okay, I heard and again I heard one homegirl on there that called in last night saying during the post game, well, you know, it looked like when Oklahoma City Thunder were playing against Portland, they look really tired down the stretch. Okay, man, after hearing that, man, I almost couldn't sleep on that.
Yeah, that. Oh man,
they look tired down the stretch. I couldn't even say no more. I said, okay, man. If UCL has a course, yeah, should there be a course called sports commentary, okay, and have Greg and Maurice show you how to do sports commentary, okay?
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, we got some homegirls that can give better analysis than what I heard last night. Yeah, they were tired down the stretch.
That's an excuse you could use tonight off a back. If you want to use that excuse, you should have used that tonight, not last night and on a back end of a back to back. But but anyway, we don't do excuses for the most part on most sports talk, folks. Let's talk about before. Do you think Oklahoma City beats the Suns tonight?
I think that they should. Now
they
what concerns me though is that. Phoenix was racked up 120 points last night. So but look, in Oklahoma City, and Russell Westbrook said this. He said, my job is to help this team get this team to win the championship. Well, okay. If that's your mission, that's why I'm putting more devotion with the Thunder now. You got big teams like that. And
right,
then you got San Antonio coming in, and you got Golden State. So, that game last night there. Wow,
Portland was favored. But that's a game you need to win.
I think even the voice of the Thunder radio guy Matt Pinto kind of he didn't want to say it, but I could tell he was on the verge of saying, boy, that's not a team you don't want to lose to if you're trying to get to that next level. But you know, you need to come out and win. You need to come out and win this one tonight. So.
Right. Well, Greg, we're almost out of time here. Since we're not going to have a show the next two Fridays, got to get your thoughts quickly on the Big 12 tournament. Looking forward to next week. Who do you think will win the Big 12 tournament? I'm assuming
right
Kansas,
now.
But well, who would you?
Yeah,
would you bottle in with someone else.
probably, yeah, more likely Kansas. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Well, Greg, any final words for the people? Since this will be your last statement for about 2 weeks.
Once again, people, I mean, don't be like that homegirl last night. Well, you know, it looked like Oklahoma City was just tired last night. What in the world? I mean, I'm like, okay, man. I had a sleepless night after hearing that commentary. I want to give that to the original homegirl that started all and say, hey, what, you need to talk to your homegirl. And she was saying that, yeah, the Thunder looked tired last night.
Oh, man. Well, Greg, thanks for another great segment, and we'll get your final four in a couple weeks in a couple weeks as well. So I'll have to give that up. We'll do that next in a little bit. Have a good one.
Now.
That was our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg. Don't forget, my next show will be Monday at 5:30 Central Time. We'll talk NBA. We'll talk college basketball. Don't forget, also on Monday, I'm going to have my predictions for all the major conference tournaments. So you'll definitely want to keep it locked to Moe's Sports Talk for that. So have a blessed rest of your weekend. God is good. Trust in Him. And we'll talk to you next time on Moe's Sports Talk.